Welcome to another 15 minutes of your life that you won't ever see ever again. They're not coming back, folks. Nope. It's another Chuck69.com podcast, and I am King Chuck. And welcome aboard to all five of you out there, all five of my devoted fans, maybe six or seven, maybe more than that, maybe way less than that. Well, this is the only update to Chuck69.com that we will have this week. Because, as we all know, on Thursday, we will be with our families, being thankful for every single thing that we have in life. And I'm a very thankful person myself. You know, I'm very thankful for family and, you know, that I do have a roof over my head and that I have a job and I actually have a lot more than a lot. And it's like some people think that I'm a bum because, you know, I live in a crappy little apartment and, you know, no family or anything. But I'm still very thankful. You know, you got to realize that people all have their pluses and minuses. We are not tens in this society. So let's be thankful for what we have. And that's why we have Thanksgiving Day on Thursday. So, there you got it. I'll be in Kentucky enjoying turkey with my father and his wife. I'm going to help with turkey dinner this year because my dad's wife had surgery done to her earlier this year on her hands, and therefore she cannot move her fingers at all. So, I'm going to have to help my poor father whip up the potatoes and stuff the turkey, but that it's gonna be worth it, you know. I don't mind helping him out here and there, but anyway, I know it's gonna be even tougher for me because it's an 8-hour drive from here in Michigan, all the way down Kentucky and back. And you know, and it's so sad that I haven't had Thanksgiving or even Christmas with my mom, who lives in Arizona. And the reason why is because if you read Biatch of the Day this week, I revealed that she works in a pets hotel, okay? So when Fido, when somebody goes on vacation, they can't take Fido with them, my mom will. So, and unfortunately, it's like, you know, it's kind of, and I hope, you know, that maybe she can get out of it in the next couple of years and get something a little bit more simpler. But, don't know. Let's try to keep this radio related. Not a whole lot of news in radio this week. Of course, Casey Kasem is probably on our hearts and minds this week. Probably one of the biggest news stories in Michigan this week, due to the fact that his health is still deteriorating. And his kids have taken Casey's wife to court, and the judge sided with Casey's wife, Jean. And all I have to say about that is that's the sad thing about marriages sometimes. You know, in a second marriage, what usually happens is, you know, the wife ends up trying to take, or the husband basically tells the stepkids to fuck off, and, you know, that's what happens. You know, Casey had three kids with the previous wife, and, you know, then he divorced her, and then married this, gold digger, and now she's, basically telling the kids, oh, I don't want you to see your father like this, oh, he looks, terrible. And yet, from what I understand, Casey does want to see his kids, even though, you know, his body is screwed up due to this terrible disease, Parkinson's. So I do hope that Casey will, I hope that Casey's wife, Jean, knows how ponderous of a decision this is. And I do say ponderous for a reason. But, you know, as somebody who grew up with Casey Kasem, and up until recently when I got rid of Sirius, unfortunately due to the high cost of it, and realizing that it's a lot cheaper to listen to Slacker. I'll get to Slacker in a second. I will say that, you know, as somebody who grew up with Casey and up until recently listened to his countdown on Sirius, I do have in my heart and my mind as I'm talking. So, my thoughts are with the entire family, I will say. But Gene has got to realize that Casey's kids are very important to him, and she should not have to rule every single aspect of the wonderful career he's ever had. Talk about being a gold digger, you know. And speaking of Slacker, I love Slacker, man. Ugh, man, what a great service. You know, if Howard falls out with Sirius, he should go to Slacker. I mean, if I have to pay to listen to a show, I would. Because the cool thing about Slacker is all their music channels are free, and there's all, you know, they all have profanity on there. Well, most of them do. I really love this station called Party Alternative. They play nothing but upbeat alternative music. I mean, it's like I have not heard one dopey-ass folk song yet on that channel. It's all upbeat alternative and fun to listen to. I love it. But I also like the hard rock stations on there, too. And, you know, Pandora's problem, in my honest opinion, is that they play, it's like, it's too repetitive. They don't add a lot of new music often. You know, Slacker is the way to go. I love Slacker. And if Slacker decides to sell out and make everything expensive, yes, I would look for another service. So, there you have it. Let's talk a little bit about Northern Michigan Radio, shall we? I didn't talk about it at all last week. But first things first, it looks like there's some life left in WLDR. I did find out this week that, yes, they do have a website. It's sunnycountry.fm. And it's actually a pretty good site. I mean, it's a nice, clean design. But I laugh at the fact that on the top of the page, it simply says, for their DJ section, it simply says DJ. Well, it's because they only got one DJ in the whole freaking station. And the rest of the day, it's all fed by a satellite. You know, I think they're the only radio station left in Traverse City that gets its music from another source instead of, you know, doing it in-house. I think Reynolds and Northern Star got rid of Dial Global, or should I say Westward One, a while back. And it's like, why is Henderson doing this? It's like, but then again, I understand the trouble that he's had over the last couple of years, and, you know, and I actually do have some mixed feelings about him. I mean, I find it sad that, yeah, he aborted his Coverly project, you know, where he was supposed to build this nice big building in downtown Traverse City, but that never happened. And he left the town with a hole in the ground for years. But I would have imagined if he was allowed to expand his radio empire by moving all these stations around, you know, like the one station he bought in Bear Lake, he was supposed to move it up to Bel Air. But that never happened because of, you know, the Coverly project never being completed, plus the fact that people up north did not want him to move the station. I mean, they should have let him, because Bear Lake is not a town to do radio. And, you know, it's true. Bear Lake is and it's like, you know, that's the reason why 100.1 was silent for most of its years. It's a station that has never made a dime, ever. And if it moved up to Bel Air, it would have made more money. You know, but that's the way the system works. That's the way the system works. And now you look at Henderson's properties. WLDR is still on the air. You know, they're still playing country music, satellite-fed country music most of the time. But WBNZ and WOUF, you know, formerly Easy Rock 99.3 and 99.3 The Wolf, they're gone. Kaput. And I know, folks. It's like, why did he get rid of them? I mean, I understand why he got rid of them. They were not making any money. And it's like, you know, who knows what's going to happen to them? Is he going to sell them? Is he going to, you know, surrender the licenses? God only knows. But he is putting some focus on 100.1 these days. You know, hey, he might even sell that station one of these fine days. I don't know. But he should have not gotten rid of 99.3 The Wolf, because now most of Traverse City is now stuck with 105.1 for their rock station if they don't want to sit through classic rock. And it was a really dumb move for Del Reynolds to get rid of 95.5 rather. But here's the thing. This guy on the buzz board, yes, I still read the buzz board, his name is TC Talks, basically stated, and I'm paraphrasing, that flipping 95.5 to Adult Contemporary was a wise move from a financial standpoint. Advertisers don't want to cater to meth addicts. Okay, meth addicts, hard rock, excuse me. You know, I don't get it. It's like, you know, here's the thing, man. And I keep saying this. Real Rock 105 and 95.5 was Del Reynolds' highest station. You know, highest rated station. Combined, they had a 3.8. I agree with MW Metalhead. He should have killed the bear. KLT has been kicking that station's ass for years. And Bob and Tom, you know, decided to wire down their morning show after the Janet Jackson incident. He should have killed the bear, because that station is worthless. Whereas Rock 105, you know, I don't think Freebird and Hot Wings was the problem. The problem was, I think Clear Channel pressured Dell to cancel Freebird and Hot Wings in Northern Michigan, so Bob and Tom would still have a station up north. But let's face it, Bob and Tom are not funny anymore. Every other morning show in Northern Michigan is kicking their ass these days. And not to mention, I look at the Facebook ratings for the Bear, and they're one of the lowest rated stations. I mean, they're at 19th place. And, you know, it's actually more like 20th place, because I forgot to put WLDR in there now that I know that they have like 3,000 Facebook likes. 3,000, that will put them between, actually a little bit lower than WTCM's, but above KLT's these days. But let me tell you, man, I can't, you know, TC Talks, let me tell you the truth about him. He is, in reality, Peter Strong, the guy who is one of the umpteen trillion morning guys at WTCM, but WNMC, 90.7. He also is one of the sages, and trust me, as somebody who used to post on the buzz board, I know this guy. I've met him a couple of times. I had lunch with him, and I wouldn't be too surprised if he became one of the cyber bullies that created that Dale Motel profile that said some really negative things about me. So, you know something, man? I know how things are supposed to work. Easy 95.5. will end up being a huge disaster. I don't give a damn if it's specifically designed for the people of Leonard County and for all the older people in Northern Michigan. I know, older people are taking over the North. And, you know, I know a lot of trailer trash too up North. And I don't picture meth acts listening to Rock 105. A lot of the white trash that I've met, guess what station they listen to? Yep, Google KLT. Yep. KLT, you know, which, by the way, plays Lynyrd Skynyrd just about every other hour. So, there's the answer right there. You know, it's people like, you know, Pierre Strong that make me proud that I don't live in Northern Michigan anymore. I mean, he acts like a liberal, but, you know, last I heard, he lived in a, gay community. We're not doing BH of the Day this week because of the Thanksgiving holiday, but he'll get one not officially, okay? Good week and good luck, everybody.